Hello everyone, welcome to Tea with Ravi. So in this session, let us go through some of the updates, significant updates from the Atlassian ecosystem. Now the first update is about Confluence automation. Yes, we have automation in Confluence now, and this is something that I have not really started using, and I'm looking forward to it. But the thing is, the automation in Confluence will have features related to Confluence, definitely, but there is also this action that will create a Jira issue. Now, this is actually quite good, and I think I mentioned this in one of my update video when I came to know about Confluence automation rules in Confluence. Now, the thing is that this action, Jira create action, I believe, it was a bit limited. And now Atlassian has also added more support for fields, various other fields. So if you look here, there are fields like environment, label, and custom types, custom field of various types, like text field, number field. But in this update, I can see here that other fields like reporter, linked issues, components, priority, original estimate, fixed version, and few other fields will also be supported. This is actually quite good, because creating an issue from Confluence, maybe automatically based on some event, is definitely desirable. I mean, you can still do issue creation from Confluence, especially in the new improved embedded issue feature in Confluence, and also the whiteboard, where you can not only create an issue in Jira, but you can also create linked issues. So in your whiteboard, you can have different nodes, and those nodes, if they are connected to each other, and if there are equivalent Jira issues, it will also create links in those equivalent Jira issues. So this is really good. And I think having a really good tight integration with Jira is always desirable. And of course, now there are plenty of use cases. Confluence, to be honest, for a long time, Confluence was okay-ish product. And I'll be honest about my opinion, because I'm a consultant, I work with my clients. And Confluence was not bad, it was okay. The main reason of using Confluence was basically the integration. Because if you're using something like Jira Service Management, you can have Confluence knowledge base articles, and those will show up when customers are trying to raise a ticket. And of course, you can have embedded issues. I mean, not embedded issues, but macros in Confluence. And you can have different simple reports. So this is good. This was always good, but it was always, Confluence was always like an okay-ish product. But I think that is now changing. And I think Atlassian has realized that yes, they have to add more features to Confluence. And the second update is also related to Confluence. Now, this is actually really exciting. We all know about assets. So when you're using Jira Service Management, you may also want to use assets, because in most companies, or at least the companies I worked with, they always had this requirement. They always used to ask me, Ravi, we also want to do CMDB. Basically, we have some assets, and it would be good if we can have some capabilities within Jira Service Desk, now known as Jira Service Management. Fortunately, we had Insight, and Insight was good. Insight is still, of course, good, because it is now assets. But it was never really possible, or at least it was never really straightforward, to bring your assets into Confluence. Now, if you think about it, you might say that why bother with assets in Confluence? So this is something that you have to basically give it a try. And depending upon what type of assets you're talking about, the use case can be different. For example, assets are not really always physical devices. I mean, of course, your laptop, your keyboard, your mouse, your monitor, these are assets, right? But your licenses, your softwares, for example, if you have a laptop with 10 softwares installed, then those softwares need license, right? So that is also an asset. And you need to keep track of their expiry date. Also, your servers can be an asset. You can use Insight or assets to keep track of your contracts, to keep track of your customers. So there are plenty of use cases, and of course, you know, Confluence is the place where people collaborate. They want to, of course, you know, talk to each other, of course, you know, discuss something. Imagine you are doing some postmortem of why this server was not performing well for some reason. Maybe you need to update the database. So you can have that information within Confluence, the actual asset. And of course, I'm not really sure how it will work, because right now in this, if I look at the post, the early access surface assets in Confluence Cloud, it is not really mentioned very clearly, or it is not detailed enough. It says this will transform the way you and others will view and manage your assets. So viewing is fine, but I can see here it says manage. So maybe you can manage your CMDB from within Confluence. I think as long as we are able to display the information, let us say an asset and the attributes and maybe the status, I think that is also good, right? I mean, I'm thinking if the customer is trying to raise a ticket, maybe they can check the, maybe by looking at the knowledge base articles, maybe they can check something about those assets. We'll come to know about the capabilities, but this is exciting, and I thought I'll probably let you know. And by the way, if you have to, you know, of course, I'm trying to, when I make these Atlassian update videos, podcasts, I'm of course trying to summarize what I have learned in the last 1 year, or well, not 1 year, 1 month, or not even 1 month, 1 week. But you can also, if you want, you can just keep an eye on the community posts, so you can of course get notified. But of course, when I share these things with all of you, I'm of course now trying to add a bit more value and try to give you some background and maybe stories related to my experience. Of course, I don't really know each and everything about each and every product, and that is what I'm going to talk about in the next update, which is about work management. Now, when I was reading this post, work management, August product recap, I thought it would be about Jira work management, but I didn't know that work management, or maybe I'm still assuming, because when I look at this post, I can see there is a mention of Confluence, there is a mention of Jira work management, there is a mention of Trello, there is also a mention of Atlas, and I believe, and also some other improvements related to Trello. So I believe, and I think I remember now, I think work management is like, it's not really just Jira work management, it is more about the suite of tools, like various tools that will work together to provide you work management capabilities, basically simple task management capabilities where people can collaborate. So the first update here on this particular page is about Confluence guest collaborator. So I think, and I have to try it out, and this can be useful because clients always ask me, Ravi, can we allow our customers to, you know, come to our Confluence without even giving them license? And of course, so far the only option was to give them license. Now I believe what we can do, if you have a paid plan, you can invite guest collaborators. I think up to 5 free guest collaborators. I'm not really sure why 5, but at least it is something. So it is good. It is good to know. And it says here, Confluence is also making some visual and UX design changes to simplify and reorganize space navigation, which I totally agree. I think the space navigation, or to be honest, Confluence itself, it's not super user-friendly, and I think Confluence is known for bad search. And if you have like a lot of information, it is like buried somewhere, and it is almost impossible to easily retrieve it. And I know this because I have to use Confluence, whether I like it or not, and it is a pain, I know. And I also know that because I have built and I have worked on other solutions, like knowledge-based solutions. For example, I used to be a Drupal developer. And when you're using something like Drupal, you can do whatever you want with it. Of course, you have to build. It's not really just a CMS. It is also a framework. So you have to build something on top of it. But Confluence is of something that you would use. So you can't really customize Confluence. Of course, you know, from within a space, you can do things. which is not really customization, but more about organization of your content. And I think if you're using Confluence, make sure your links are somewhere nicely maintained. So you have to basically maintain it. Someone has to maintain Confluence. You can't really just keep on dumping things in Confluence. So it is good to know that they are also doing some improvements. And the next update is about Jira Work Management saved filters. I believe when you're working on Jira Work Management board, on top, there will be, I believe, more options to save your filters and use those filters to narrow down what you want to focus on. And this is actually especially important for someone like me, because I know some of my clients, they are using Work Management, and I have tried it to basically use Work Management for their use case. But Work Management, Jira Work Management, has some limitations. For example, the board itself is not really configurable, and that is actually a big thing, right? Because you can't really create your own board based on your own maybe subfilter, for example, of like a narrowed down version of your entire board. And of course, having these save filters, I think, is going to help a lot. But still, it is going to be cumbersome, because you need to tell your users that click on this filter, and they need to know what a filter is. They need to know how to create a filter, how to write JQL. So it is not always easy, but I think it is good to know that Atlassian is making, you know, these improvements. I would love to see like a normal board capability, like just let us create our own board with our own custom mapping of statuses. That would be wonderful. Or maybe it is still there, I need to check, but I don't really think so. The next update is about import from Trello. Now, importing from Trello, if you remember, I made one video where I tried to import, because if you are trying to create a new project in Jira, it will give you on the wizard, do you want to import from other tools? And when you try to click on it, you're basically stuck. It says, okay, it's coming soon, or use CSV. So what is the point of, you know, showing these variety of import options if they don't really work? So I guess Atlassian has done it for Trello. So I'm assuming I need to try it out, that you can import from Trello easily. And I think this is good, because Trello is known for very simple to-do management, management. But it has, of course, limitations, and it is, of course, not like Jira. And when you are using all the capabilities of Trello and you need a proper issue tracking tool, then you would move to Jira, and having this smooth import would be wonderful. The next update is about Atlas. It says here, I haven't really tried it, because I haven't really started using Atlas or even Product Discovery or Compass for actual implementations. None of my client is using it. Maybe they will. They might, but I don't know. But it says here, and I think this is exactly what I mentioned. It says here that you can now connect your goals to your Jira Software Epics. I remember when I was trying Atlas, of course you can define some goals, but what is the point if there is no like real integration? So I'll probably go back. Maybe Atlassian is watching my videos, but I think they know, they are smart. So I'm just making these videos for you guys so that you can, you know, get a summary of what all is happening in the Atlassian ecosystem. And this is something that I will definitely give it a try. Atlas goals linked to Jira Software Epics. I hope it's like a proper integration, not just a link. But let us see. I will, of course, let you know. And also, Atlas introduces risks and decisions. So we are talking about risk and decisions in Atlas. We are also talking about product discovery. We are also talking about Compass. And of course, you can do a bit of risk management in Jira. So I think there is not much clarity around why I should use these products. Maybe these products are not really, I think you have Jira. My take is that just improve Jira, that is it. And these products are standalone products, and these products, if you try to use them, they won't really add any value on it on their own. You have to ultimately bring in Jira. So if you're ultimately bringing in Jira, then just add these features within Jira. That would make much more sense. Anyways, and the last update on here is about some productivity dashboard in Trello. I don't use Trello. If you use Trello, take a look and give it a try. And the last thing that I want to talk about today is the video of the week. And the video of the week is about avoiding duplicate issue creation. So when you have automation rules in Jira, you have to ensure that you're not really creating the same issues over and over again, because in your workflow transition, you might go back to the previous transition and then you make a transition again, and Jira might create the issues again. So what I normally do, I add like a if else like condition to basically check if those issues were created earlier or not. If they were, then don't run the rule, or basically don't do anything. And yeah, that is it. I'm trying to like limit my Clash on Blitz videos to within 15-ish minutes. Today I crossed 15 minutes, but it's okay, because I wanted to talk about these things. And I hope you enjoyed watching and listening to this podcast, and you also learned something new today. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.